This is a special sports presentation on K98.7.
Newark starting off strong.
It's time for Newark High School basketball on K98.7.
Lays it up and in.
Tonight's game is brought to you by Wright Brothers Power, Widener's Corner, the Midland Theater, Dutch's Convenience Stores, Bummies on Main, Platinum Motors, Duncan's Diamonds, and the Toy Store. Isle-Cat basketball on K98.7.
From Alumni Hall at Ohio Dominican University, it is the District 5 championship game in Central Ohio as the Newark Wildcats, the 8th seed, take on the Lancaster Golden Gales, the 16th seed. Hi, everybody. I'm Brian Mays. Happy Saturday afternoon to you. These arch rivals getting together for a district championship. The Cats looking for their first district title since 2021, and they both had very interesting semifinal games. The Cats overcame an 8-point fourth quarter deficit at the Jimmy to force overtime and then took care of Dublin Jerome 68-59. The Cats trailed 15-4 late in the first quarter, down by as many as 12 in the second quarter before they were able to rally, get to within 5 at halftime, push it to the overtime period where they outscored Jerome 10-1. Leah Eckenrode, 7 of her game high 27 in the overtime period for the Wildcats, and Leah also scored 19 of her points after halftime. Callie Geller added 22 for the Wildcats. Emma Quackenbush, 14, all of those in the second half and extra period as well. So Newark comes in red hot, winning 9 of their last 11 to have a 16-7 record. Lancaster, a record of 13-10, and what a wild one they had against the 6th seed, Grove City. They trailed by 8 with 2 minutes left, finished the game on a 12-0 run.
Dutch's Convenience Stores, your one stop for food made fresh daily. The coldest drinks, freshly brewed coffee, and all the snacks you crave. Plus, join Crown Card Rewards and save 10 cents per gallon of gas. Then earn rewards.
But then the Gales turn the ball over right back to Lancaster. They hit a layup late, and they get the 4-point victory. This is the third meeting of this 25-26 campaign. Newark has won both. Earlier, they won at Lancaster 63-49. And then the last game at Gary Walters Court, it was a slugfest. Newark was able to get a 36-32 victory. The Wildcats trailed 28-20 going into the fourth quarter before getting the victory. Up next, we'll hear from Newark Wildcat head coach Jack Pertell as this district final gets closer and closer to tip on the home of Newark basketball, K98.7.
Dutch's Convenience Stores, your one stop for food made fresh daily. The coldest drinks, freshly brewed coffee, and all the snacks you crave. Plus, join Crown Card Rewards and save 10 cents per gallon of gas. Then earn rewards every time you fuel up or shop at any Dutch's location. To join or learn more, visit any Dutch's location or mydutch's.com. Dutch's, your locally owned and operated hometown convenience store.
Your team needs you, full of energy and ready to cheer them to victory. Bummies on Main is your game fuel headquarters. I'm Kristen, and Bummies on Main is proud to be Licking County's favorite local spot. Home to handcrafted burgers, fresh-cut fries, cold drinks, pizza, salads, and subs. You can eat in or carry out. You'll always be treated like a regular at Bummies. Follow us on Facebook for daily specials. Bummies on Main, 400 West Main Street, Newark, next to Whitefield.
Every vehicle on our lot is sold with integrity. This is Bill Baer with Platinum Motors. All of our cars are inspected by our Integrity Service Department so you can be certain you're buying a vehicle you can rely on. Whether it's for a new driver or one for the whole family, Platinum has it. Or we can get it for you. The car market may have changed in the last few years, but one thing that hasn't is the importance of trust. We sell quality at Platinum Motors. 1352 Hebron Road, Heath, and online at PlatinumMotorsHeath.com.
Experience something extraordinary at the Midland Theater, a historic venue in the heart of Newark. From captivating concerts to mesmerizing theatrical performances, there's something for everyone. Discover a calendar filled with diverse events featuring renowned artists and local talent. Don't miss your chance to create lasting memories in a venue that combines rich history with modern flair. Check out all the upcoming events at MidlandTheater.org. That's theater with an R-E.org.
This is Newark High School Basketball on K98.7.
Welcome back, everyone, as we get ready for the district final between two old arch rivals, Newark and Lancaster. Had to be joined by head coach Jack Bertel. Coach, you know, I said a few weeks ago, the two words, never easy. That was the case in the district semifinal. That was a battle, but the girls came back and found a way to win.
You know, it seems like that's becoming kind of our MO, for no better term. Jubilant Jerome was a very good team, and we knew they were very good, and they had been playing really well. They had beaten Harvest Prep right before we played them, and they were led Ole Tangi, you know, the number one seed the whole way, and got beat right at the end. So, yeah, we were fortunate to get out of there with a win, and you know, we felt really good about how we played.
It seemed like they were feeling like they were playing house money, not much to lose. They came out. Do you think we were tight, or just maybe they caught us a little off guard? What do you think maybe was the initial problem?
You know, I wish I could put my finger on it. You know, defensively, they just got some good looks. They do a good job. They had a good point guard. Number four was really good. I can't say her name, but
neither could I, Coach. Neither could I.
But, yeah, they just got going, and, you know, they were playing with a lot of confidence. And, you know, I don't think it was so much what we did do, but what they did, you know, for the reason that it started like it did.
But, and you just look at sometimes little plays here and there. Misha's three-pointer, which no one saw probably coming right before halftime. 8-point difference is a lot different than a 5-point difference when you got two quarters to go.
Absolutely. You know, Misha has done a good job. I mean, she is shooting with more confidence now. And, you know, a lot of times the way that people are playing us, they're just putting her man, like, in the middle of the lane mm-hmm. and kind of letting her say go ahead. And, you know, I was really happy. She shot two other ones that hit back iron that I thought were –
they looked good.
They looked really good. But, yeah, it's been a challenge for us to figure out ways to, you know, when teams face guard Emma and don't, you know, put some Misha's man in the middle, it creates problems for us.
And Callie had a good first half as well. She kind of kept us as close as we were. And then Leah – again, you ask a lot of her, like you said, time and time again, but boy, did she step up, especially in that fourth quarter and overtime.
Yeah, Callie definitely kept to the game in the first half. You know, she just got a lot of buckets for us. You know, she's a driver more than she is like a perimeter shooter, and she's working on that really hard. But yeah, Leah just, you know, she basically took over the game. Yeah. We got to overtime. Like, she, for a sophomore to shoot with that much confidence in the district finals is pretty special.
And I'd be remiss if I did not bring up Lily Bies with two massive rebounds, which set up the three-pointer that Leah gave us the breathing room, and then the one on the offensive side. Great job by Lily.
It was huge. And, you know, we've got Lily, you know, she doesn't get to play as much as some of the other kids. She works hard in practice every day, and it's always nice to see good things happen to her. I mean, she goes to the boards every single time. So that's your job. One of the other ones are probably going to shoot us. Just go to the boards. And she had two huge rebounds.
So, a great victory. Now you get to play a team you're very familiar with in Lancaster. The last game you played against them at Jimmy was a dogfight. They had a 9-point lead, 8-point lead going into the fourth quarter. And again, this team finds a way. But I don't want to go through that again, Coach.
I don't either. I don't either. But, you know, they're playing with a lot of confidence as well. You know, this should be, I think it's going to be a really good game. And I think if we do what we should do, and if we execute it and guard them like we can, I'm hoping for the best.
Yeah, they are playing with a lot of confidence, and they had a crazy finish as well in their ball game. And again, you scored 61 in the first game, 36 in the second. Where do we think the tempo might be in this one?
Let's hope somewhere in the middle. I mean, we get to 60. I like our chances. You know, they're real patient on offense. They limit possessions, you know, so. And I can't really remember the first game. We watched the last few games of theirs, including ours, and it was kind of hard to watch that last game. We got off to another slow start and just kind of, you know, pressed them and got some turnovers and worked out our way.
Let's get a district championship today.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Brian.
This is Newark Wildcat Basketball on K98.7.
Flip a coin at Rent-A-Own, and you could get 4 weeks free. Heads gets you 2 weeks free. Tails gets you 4 weeks free when you pay the first two. You can rent anything. We have high-end laundry sets, luxury pillow-top mattresses, zero-gravity recliners, the coolest gaming PCs around, and so much more. Plus, we can get you tires starting at $16 per week. Will it be heads or tails at Rent-A-Own? Play in-store or online at r2o.com. No purchase necessary.
Come see us for the 2026 Start the Year Off-Road Sales Event. This is Jeff from the Toy Store in Thornville. We have savings of up to $4,000 on select Polaris side-by-sides, $2,000 savings on select Polaris Sportsman models, and two-year warranty on all full-size Ranger models. Financing specials as low as 0% for qualified buyers. Family-owned and operated for over 20 years. Now's the time to ride, so come visit us at the Toy Store or PolarisTheToyStore.com.
Hungry? Then it's time for Widener's Corner, your local stop for great food that hits the spot every time. From juicy burgers stacked just the way you love them, to delicious sandwiches, pizza, wings, and breakfast served all day. And the best part? You don't even have to get out of your car. Just swing through the convenient Widener's Corner drive-thru, pick up your favorites, fast, hot, and ready to go. On Route 37, just 8 miles south of I-70. Widener's Corner, good food, local roots, and just a drive-thru away.
We know what you want in a chainsaw. You want legendary performance. You want industry-leading ergonomics. And you want precision cutting that gets the job done quickly and safely. That's why we want you to try a Husqvarna chainsaw. With air injection, low vibration handles, and powerful X-Torque engines, Husqvarna chainsaws are trusted by professionals around the world. If you want to take down a tree or clear a forest, you'll want a Husqvarna chainsaw. It's what precision cutting is all about. Visit Wright Brothers Power on Church Street or online at WrightBrothersPower.com.
This is Dr. Rhonda Steigerwald from McMillan Dental. February is Children's Dental Health Month. The American Academy of Pediatric Dentistry recommends your child's first visit should be no later than age 1 or 2. Oral myofunctional disorders can be caused by poor oral habits. If you are giving your child a pacifier, stop it by 6 months and say no to sippy cups. They both cause negative swallowing patterns. Call us today at 740-344-1171 or visit us at McMillanDental.com.
Utica Feed and Hardware strives to make all your feed buying needs a breeze. From the family dog, to livestock, to show, and all feeds in between. Their experienced and courteous staff will help with all your feed needs. Looking for that special blend of feed for your livestock? Utica Feed and Hardware has specially formulated feed mixes that can help your livestock with virtually any issue. Visit them in person on Church Street in Utica and at UticaFeed.com.
Fast breaks, big dunks. It's Newark High School basketball on Kate 98.7.
Welcome back to Ohio Dominican as we get ready for today's matchup for the district championship in the Central District number 5 between the Newark Wildcats and the Lancaster Golden Gales. The winner of this game will move on to the regional semifinal scheduled for this coming Tuesday at the Fairgrounds, Taft Coliseum to be exact. They'll take on the winner from the Southwest District, that being Kettering Fairmont, the heavy favorite. They come into their game today 23-0 versus Mason. So the winner of that one will take on the winner of today's matchup here at ODU. Now that can impact the boys' game as well. Coach Quackenbush's Wildcats are set to host Delaware Hayes as well on the same evening, but they may move that ball game to potentially Monday or Wednesday. We're just going to have to wait and see. And in fact, this game impacting a lot of that. Lancaster may have the same situation with their boys and girls teams as well as Olentangy. So a lot to go on in the next few hours, I guess is the best way to put it. But first things first, let's see if Newark can capture their first district championship since 2021. Going through the starting lineups, and they're announcing all of the players before we start this district final. We can give you the starting lineups, though, for Lancaster. It'll be Harper Allen, Carly Arledge, Molly Stedman, Cohen Rode, and also Hadley Truetz. Truetz, Rode, Allen, Arledge, and Stedman, three seniors for Lancaster in their starting lineup. For the Newark Wildcats, your typical starting five is what we'll see. Emma Quackenbush, Callie Geller, Leah Eckenrode, Misha Fauci, and Elena Han will start for the Wildcats. Han, Fauci, Eckenrode, Geller, and Quackenbush for head coach Jack Bertel and the Newark Wildcats. We're just about set, and before we get tip-off, Let's pause for station identification. This is Newark Wildcat Basketball on Kate 98.7.
This is high school basketball on WCLT, W254CT Newark, Kate 98.7.
Brian Mays at Ohio Dominican, district final, Newark and Lancaster meeting for the third time this year. Cats have won the previous two, 63-49, 36-32. And we're ready for this huge matchup for the district championship. Newark will go left to right. They're in their home white with the red crimson trim. Gales in their visiting black with the gold trim. Opening tip controlled by the Cats. Callie Geller has it in the backcourt. She'll bring it over to the front court. Lancaster starts out in man-to-man. Quackenbush has it on the right wing. Emma swings it to Eckenrode. Leah's three on the way. Off the back iron, tipped around, out of bounds. It will go over to the Gales. Good opening look that time. It would not fall, and they're actually going to call a foul. And it will be on Lancaster for pushing underneath. That's an interesting call to start it. So the Cats will keep the basketball. Foul on Truex is her first and the team's first. Geller takes it on to the left side. Layup up and in. So Geller gets the Cats on the board first. 2-0 at 7.5 minutes first quarter. Lancaster with the basketball. It's Stedman. Now over it goes to Allen, top of the key. And the Cats starting out in a little bit of a matchup zone. Shot blocked by Quackenbush, and she gets the rebound, but she says she stepped out of bounds. Still great defense by Emma right there, knocking it out of bounds. So a little bit different defensive setup here for Newark to start this one. Baseline out of bounds for the Gales as they look to get it in. Still looking, close to a 5 second, and they get it. So good defense by Emma with the blocked shot, and then the whole Cats defensive unit forces a 5 second violation. Newark with the basketball, up 2-0. Eckenrode facing some full court press and a near steal, and then the ball is thrown out of bounds, so back to Lancaster. So both teams trying to mix things up a little bit since they're so familiar with each other. And Lancaster now has the basketball, trailing 2-0. Allen will get it into Stedman. Molly brings it across the timeline with Geller on her. And pass wide open and underneath. Basket is good by Harper Allen. And we are deadlocked at 2:01 in. And the Cats throw it away again. Back-to-back turnovers. Coach Pertel just looking at his group saying, what was that? That was kind of an unforced turnover right there, so Lancaster gets it right back. Arledge puts to get it into Stedman in the backcourt. Good crowd here at Ohio Dominican between these two schools. They always travel well. Arledge takes it into the paint. Her runner's up and in. So Lancaster, their first lead, now at 4-2, 6.5 opening stanza. Geller breaks the press this time. Keller, bounce pass to Fauci, back to Callie. Callie has it stolen away by Stedman. Stedman looks to take it in. Off the glass, no good. Loose ball, though, and Lancaster will reset. Truex on the left side. Up top, Stedman. Cats now back to... Nope, they're still going to stay in... Looks like now they've moved to a 2-3 zone. Looking inside, shot blocked out of bounds by Quackenbush, her second rejection of the night. 6:04, Lancaster 4, Newark 2, just starting this district championship. And we have official stopping play as Truex had the tire shoe. Now Lancaster will inbound it. Arledge looks to get it in. Still looking. Again, close to 5 seconds. Now it goes to Truex. Back to Allen. She'll drive left wing. Eckenrode on her. Up top, Truex. Now to Stedman out front. Stedman takes it to the right side. At the elbow, looks inside. Rogue open. Rogue hits. They've had three easy looks for their 6 points. Cats trail by four. Quackenbush into the paint. Swings it to Fauci. And her pass knocked away, but Geller gets the loose ball. And let's see what she's got. We got a foul on Rogue. That'll be her first team foul, number two. So 6-2, Lancaster leads this one. Cats were up 2-0, six straight here by the Gales, all layups. Emma gets it into Eckenrode, right wing. Emma spins, double teamed, has no one to go to. Now Quackenbush baseline, reverse layup, no good. And the rebound to Lancaster. It's been one and done. Allen over to Stedman across the timeline. Stedman out front. Gets a couple picks. Now to the left wing. Up top, Truex. Truex swings it over to Allen, right wing, outside the arc. She'll dribble back up top. And Arledge has it. Looking inside, nothing there. Inside Rogue along the baseline. Good pass. Layup no good, but a foul on Newark. They are breaking this zone right now and finding open lanes and getting to the rack for easy shots, or in this case, going to the line. Foul is on Quackenbush. That'll be Emma's first and the team's first in this first quarter. Molly Stedman at the line. She had 14 points in that district semifinal win. Hits the first foul shot. 7-2. And it has been the case a majority of the year, a slow start for the Lady Cats. Second foul shot. Got it. 8-2 Lancaster, and they keep up with the press. And it goes to Geller. Callie dribbles through a double team. Got fouled. No call. Quackenbush out front. Emma will launch the three off the iron. Eckenrode, offensive rebound. Puts it up and in. Good offensive board by Leah. Had 27 on Wednesday night. And that stops the 8-zip run by Lancaster. It's now 8-4. The Gales lead the Cats. 4:25, first quarter. Stedman. Over it goes to Arledge. Had the ball tipped away, but she keeps it. She'll drive right wing, cut off. Now looking inside, no one there. Stedman comes and gets it. She'll drive to the top of the key. Beautiful pass to Rogue. Nice slip off the screen right there. Rogue now with four. And it's 10-4, Lancaster. Eckenrode into the front court. Good head fake. Puts it up with the left hand. No good, but she's fouled and go to the line. We'll take a break. 3:56, first quarter. Newark Trails 10-4 on the home of the Cats, Kate 98.7.
Hungry? Then it's time for Widener's Corner, your local stop for great food that hits the spot every time. From juicy burgers stacked just the way you love them to delicious sandwiches, pizza, wings, and breakfast served all day. And the best part, you don't even have to get out of your car. Just swing through the convenient Widener's Corner drive-thru, pick up your favorites fast, hot, and ready to go. On Route 37, just 8 miles south of I-70. Widener's Corner, good food, local roots, and just a drive-thru away. Every shot matters. It's Newark High School basketball on Kate 98.7.
10-4. Lancaster still leads by six after Leah missed both foul shots. Air ball by Lancaster. Here comes Quackenbush across the timeline. Emma looks to take it into the paint. Puts up the runner. Got it. Quackenbush coast to coast. 10-6. Lancaster by four. Stedman across to Truex into the front court. And a near steal, but Lancaster's there to get it. Inside Truex. Good defense by Fauci. She gets the steal and the ball. She held her ground. Here comes Newark, trailing by four. Eckenrode, top of the key. Hand with it. Back up top, Eckenrode. Leah calls out the play. Now over to Geller. Callie hands it off to Quackenbush. Out front, hand. Hand looks inside, nothing there. Top of the key, Eckenrode. Leah fires a three. Around, no good. Fauci battles inside. Unable to save it, though. She wanted a foul. She felt she was pushed. The refs did not agree, and it will go over to the Gales, who have a four-point lead, 10-6, 2:40, first quarter. Geller picks up Stedman in the backcourt. Molly now into the front court. Stedman directing traffic. Bounce pass to Truex. Gives it right back to Stedman. Nowhere to go. Up top, here is a long three on the way. No good. Quackenbush battles inside. And Fauci gets the loose ball. Good hustle by Misha. Quackenbush across the timeline. Emma looking inside. Her pass knocked away and a steal by Lancaster. We remain 10-6. Allen with it. Up top, Arledge. She'll dribble to the right side. Swings it to Allen, left wing. Allen takes it to the right elbow. Puts her shoulder down. A lot of contact, no call. Ball on the floor. Jump ball, it'll stay with Lancaster. We've had a few foul calls so far, but I'd say they're also letting them play. And Newark wants to call a timeout. We'll keep it here at 1:49, first quarter. So, again, Newark started the scoring with Callie Geller with a layup, but then Lancaster with eight straight to take an 8-2 lead. And since then, Newark with a 4-2 advantage to cut that lead to four at 10-6. Both teams just trying to feel each other out. And also playing at a gym that you're not really familiar with can also play a role. Lancaster 6-5 on the road this year. Newark is 7-2, but they are 0-3 in neutral games. Lancaster has not had a neutral contest this 25-26 campaign. Gales basketball after the timeout. They will inbound it underneath their basket with Stedman looking to inbound it and does to Allen. She has it knocked away by Geller. Galley is able to pick it up. It's a one-on-three, so she'll slow things up. Quackenbush, top of the key. Emma, and we're going to have a reach-in. It'll be either a reach-in or a body contact. Nope, reach-in on Stedman. Her first, team foul number four. And already a warning on Lancaster's head coach, Dusty Miller. So quickly, the officials saying, we're not going to put up with that today. Ball tipped, but Hand gets it. Off to Fauci. Now to Geller. 90 seconds, first quarter. Lancaster up 10-6. Geller. Hand has it. Looking inside. Quackenbush trying to post up inside. Double team. Nowhere to go. Hand has it. She'll launch a three. It is short. And the rebound by Allen for Lancaster. Stedman across the timeline. She'll take it all the way in. Beautiful pass, but the layup no good. But there's Allen trying to get the loose ball out of bounds. It'll be Newark basketball. Boy, that was another beautiful pass by Stedman, but the layup would not go for Lancaster. Mike and Newark gets a break there. DJ Rossi has checked in for the Gales. And Harper Allen is in some pain for Lancaster. She is grimacing. I can't tell what it is, but she's definitely got something bothering her right now. Under a minute to play, first quarter, 10-6. Newark by four, down by four, excuse me. Eckenrode, top of the key. Leah, left elbow. Tough runner off the iron. And Callie tries to save it, but she can't, so back to the Gales. Little scoring right now for both teams. But Lancaster still has the four-point advantage at 43 seconds, first quarter. Stedman will bring it across. Bounce pass to Allen, back to Stedman, left wing. 30 seconds, first quarter. Jumper on the way, no good, way off the iron, and a rebound by Quackenbush. Up ahead, Callie cannot save it. So another turnover. Izzy Palmer has checked in for the Gales as well. 21.6, they'll probably hold for one here with a four-point lead. Stedman to the left side, off to Rossi. 10 seconds left, first quarter. Stedman jumper on the baseline, off, out of bounds. It'll stay with the Gales at 3.7. So Lancaster will have one more shot here. Rogue comes back in. And also Truex comes back in. Also, see who inbounds it here for Lancaster. Looks like it will be Stedman. 3.7, first quarter. Stedman looks to get it in, and she does. Breaking to the basket, shot no good. Rode with the rebound. They are unable to get a shot up. 10-6 at the end of one. Lancaster leads Newark for this district championship. This is the home of Newark Wildcat basketball. Kate, 98.7.
At Duncan's Diamonds, we are obsessed with finding you a diamond as unique as your love. As direct diamond importers, we traveled the world to find pieces of unbeatable value and quality. We have 30 times the selection of a typical jewelry store, from enchanting engagement rings to previously enjoyed Rolex timepieces. We have a special something for everyone.
Hi, I'm Stuart Duncan from Duncan's Diamonds. We have an unparalleled passion for bringing you the best in diamonds and jewelry. We're here to make this spectacular manageable with expert guidance, exceptional discounts, and unmatched financing programs.
With no middleman, we're able to offer prices 30 to 40% below the rest.
We will not be undersold by anyone, anytime, anywhere, and you can count on it. Come see us today.
Duncan's Diamonds. It's worth the drive to give the gift of a lifetime. Newark Heath in the Indian Mound Mall.
Nothing but net. It's Newark High School basketball on Kate 98.7.
10-6 our score after one quarter. Lancaster leading Newark. This District 5 championship. Cats get the ball to start quarter number two. Geller facing a double team in the backcourt, off to Hand. Hand to Fauci, ball off her hands, and another turnover for Newark. Again, just out of sync, and pressure defense causing some havoc for Lancaster. Geller picks up Stedman in the backcourt. She'll bring it across the timeline. Stedman keeps her dribble very close to a five-second call and a near steal by Eckenrode. Allen has it way out on the right side. Back to Stedman. Cats extending their defense here. Molly launches from 18. No good. Rebound inside Quackenbush. Eckenrode into the front court. Leah Quackenbush, right wing, outside the arc. Emma keeps her dribble. Drives baseline. Double team. Puts up a tough shot. No good. Rebound. Allen. We hold it 10-6. Gales looking inside. It's Rode. Double team. Truett's wide open. Three. Nope. Quackenbush battles inside, and she gets the rebound. Defensive slugfest right now. Eckenrode. Here's a three. Nope. And a rebound by Allen. Lid on both baskets at the moment. Stedman. Left wing. Bounce pass Allen along the baseline. Up top, Rode. She launches a jumper. Got it. Rode has half of her team's points. Six of the 12. And another turnover for Newark. This is very reminiscent of Wednesday night. Just nothing going early. And the Cats putting themselves in a hole. Right now it's only two possessions at 12-6, but let's not get this one carried away. Lancaster, you have to feel, coming in with a lot of confidence, because again, they led Newark 22-13 and then also 28-20 entering the fourth quarter at Newark High School before the Cats rallied, outscoring Lancaster 16-4 in the fourth to get the four-point win. Palmer looking inside, nothing there. Here's a long three, no good, but an offensive rebound. Allen, layup good. Coach may have to call another timeout here. 14-6. Back up to 8. Fauci to Eckenrode. Now Quackenbush. Emma. Up top, Geller. Lancaster playing with a lot of confidence right now. Hand has it, left wing. Looking inside, nothing there. Now Quackenbush. Emma, double-teamed. Has the ball knocked away. And we're going to have a third straight turnover on Newark. Burrell is on Hand. and that will be her first. Team foul number one in the second quarter. Lily Byes will check in along with Olivia Hammond. Fauci and Hand will sit. 14-6 Lancaster. Coming off a stunning upset over Grove City on Wednesday night. Foul on Geller in the backcourt. That'll be Tally's first, team second. And they're riding that wave of emotion right now, wanting to knock their arch rival off. Newark has won four straight in this series and have dominated the last 37 matches in the last 20 years, 30-7 in favor of Newark. But that means nothing to the girls on the court right now. Truex puts it up. No good. Offensive rebound. Yep. That's Izzy Palmer. And it's now a double-digit lead, 16-6. Geller. Layup. Good. Going to need that. Cali may have to be more aggressive offensively. She likes to get the others involved, but we need offense. Turnover. Newark gets the ball back. And see if that's the spark the Cats can get here, trailing 16-8. 4:45, second quarter. Quackenbush, open three, short. Rebound to Gales. Battle inside. What do we got? Jump? Jump ball. Alternate possession will go to the Gales. Battle inside. Hand will come in, and Geller will take a very quick breather, I would assume. 16-8. A little bit of pressure by Eckenrode. She's now on Stedman. Still in the backcourt. Waiting to get a pick, which she does. Now into the front court. Bounce pass inside Palmer. Palmer shoots. Palmer hits. She's come off the bench with four, and it's back up to 10 at 18-8. Quackenbush, right wing. Emma gets a pick from Lily, launches the three, that spins in and out, and the rebound inside and a foul on Newark. Foul is on Eckenrode. Third team foul, first one on Leah, and right back comes Callie Geller, and she'll give Emma a break. 18-8. This has been an 8-2 quarter for Lancaster. Stedman across the timeline. Has it knocked away, it'll stay with Lancaster. So Callie putting good pressure on Stedman. And hopefully this is also maybe to wear her down in the second half. Lancaster on the side out into Palmer. Palmer over it goes to Stedman. Takes it all the way in. Her layup no good. Rebound Lily Byes. Byes off to Geller. Now to Eckenrode. Leah into the front court. Cats need some offense. Geller out front. Sets it up. Not much movement. And that should be a foul on Stedman. And it is. She was grabbing Hammond. And that will be Stedman's second personal foul. First team foul. But Molly now with two for the Gales, their point guard. Quackenbush, Fauci in, Byes, and Hammond will go to the bench. So let's see if they can attack Stedman now, who's got two personals. Quackenbush will inbound it underneath the basket, lobs it into Eckenrode. She'll take it into the foul circle, loses the basketball, and it goes back over to Lancaster. Stedman up ahead. Arledge has it knocked away. It'll stay with the Gales here. 3:25, second quarter, 18-8. Lancaster up by 10 in this district championship. Eckenrode trying to get mischievous and saying our ball, but the refs caught that. In it goes Stedman. Stedman, top of the key. Thought about the three, cut off nicely. Over it goes, and we're going to have a timeout called by Lancaster. 3:16. Before half, 18-8, Lancaster leads it on the home of Newark Wildcat basketball, Kate 98.7.
We
know what you want in a chainsaw. You want legendary performance. You want industry-leading ergonomics. And you want precision cutting that gets the job done quickly and safely. That's why we want you to try a Husqvarna chainsaw. With air injection, low vibration handles, and powerful X-Torque engines, Husqvarna chainsaws are trusted by professionals around the world. If you want to take down a tree or clear a forest, you'll want a Husqvarna chainsaw. It's what precision cutting is all about. Visit Wright Brothers Power on Church Street or online at WrightBrothersPower.com.
Now, let's get back to the hardwood. It's Newark High School basketball on K98.7.
Back here at Ohio Dominican, 18-8. Lancaster leads Newark. Gales will have it on the side after the timeout. See what Newark can do here in the final 3 minutes before the break. Gales have been in control throughout. Allen, good pass inside. Palmer, blocked out of bounds. They're going to call a foul on Quackenbush. That'll be Emma's second. She got a lot of ball, but they're going to say got some body inside. And that'll send Izzy Palmer to the line for a couple of foul shots. Palmer, 4 points off the bench here for the Gales. First foul shot way off. Cats got to make sure they block out here. DJ Rossi will check in for Stedman. Smart move there by Coach Miller, giving Stedman a breather, also with the two personal fouls. Palmer lining up the second foul shot. That one also no good. Quackenbush has it knocked out of bounds. It will be Newark basketball. 18-8. Cats led initially 2-0, but then Lancaster has led the remainder of this first half. Geller, hand has it. Left wing, looking inside. Up top, Eckenrode. Leah, over goes to Geller. Geller, right wing, now takes it into the paint at the foul circle, trying to make something happen. Fauci, back to Quackenbush. Fans come to their feet on the Lancaster side. They're playing good D. Quackenbush all the way in. Her shot no good. Rebound Lancaster. They're going to look to push. It's a 3-on-2. Allen, stop. Head fake. Puts it up. No good. And offensive foul. Foul is on Allen. Fauci draws the offensive foul in the ire of the Lancaster fans, who are acting today like Detroit Piston fans who never think there's a call that goes against them. Geller. And yes, that was evident last night with Detroit and Cleveland. One of the worst officiated games at the NBA I've ever seen. And yeah, I'm not over it. Geller launches a three. Nope. Rebound Lancaster. Cats just cannot get anything going offensively. 2 minutes to go. Second quarter, 18-8, Lancaster by 10. Here's Truett's top of the key, right wing Arledge. He'll take it to the right elbow, back to Truett's left side. Bounce pass inside, stolen away by Quackenbush. Newark's defense has been better. They've just got to get the ball to get in the basket. Quackenbush, right wing, drives baseline. Good move, puts it up short with the layup. And a rebound by Lancaster. Great move by Emma, just coming up a bit short with that shot. Stays at 18-8. Newark with only 2 points in this second quarter. Allen right wing. They'll swing it around. Arledge drives baseline. Floater is a pretty shot up and in. Largest lead at 20-8 with a minute to go. Geller trying to make it happen. Spins, shoots, no good, but she'll go to the line for a couple. I don't think they can handle Callie going into the paint. Yeah, they're going to double team her, but let's see if she can get some people in foul trouble and go to the line. Geller has 4 points. Clock is stopped at 103. Geller ready for her first foul shot. Got it. Just the third foul shot of this first half for Newark. First one going in. Stedman comes back in with a minute to go. So Coach Miller rolling the dice. She won't pick up her third. Geller ready for the second foul shot. Got it. Cali was 6, and the lead is at 10. 20-10, under a minute to play. Near steal by Newark in the backcourt. Ball loose. Stedman battles, and Coach Miller calls a timeout. Coach Miller, he is emotional, I'll say that. And the refs are giving him some little leeway because he was very demonstrative right there. Timeout is called by Lancaster. That is their second one used here in the first half. 55 seconds to go in half number one. Lancaster leading it 20-10. Again, the winner will play regional semifinal coming up March the 3rd at the fairgrounds between either Mason or Kettering Fairmont from the Southwest District. Lancaster, it's been a long time getting to this district final. 20 years. Newark in a four-year drought, trying to end that today. Stedman brings it across. Right wing, looks inside to Allen. Trying to post up, nothing there. Stedman, right baseline. Dribbles into the paint. Left-handed hook. Are you kidding me? I can't believe how they drew that one up, but the hook goes in, and there are some laughs with that as well. 22-10, Newark by 12, as we're down to 25 seconds. Here comes a trap. Quackenbush in trouble. Right wing takes it into the paint. Swings it. Geller launches a three. Nope. Rebound Allen. Gales will play for one here at 12 seconds. Stedman across the timeline. Looking inside. Nothing there. Now Allen goes into the paint. Uses her left hand. Shot no good. Quackenbush another rebound inside. And she is fouled at 1.6 in this first half. But it's only the fourth team foul, so it will not send Newark to the line, unfortunately. So the Cats will have to go the length of the court at 1.6. Emma will inbound the basketball. See if Newark can get one shot here before this first half comes to an end. Quackenbush, deep throw down. It's stolen away, and that's the way the first half will come to an end. Lancaster fans come to their feet, as well they should, as their Gales have been very impressive in this first half. Looking for a district championship, they lead Newark by a score of 22-10 after the first half. We'll recap it after this timeout on the home of Newark basketball, Kate 98.7.
This winter's been rough. Cold mornings, snow piling up, roads that are both slippery and wet. You're tired, but is your car tired yet? There's a lot of winter left. If your traction feels sketchy, stop putting off getting new rubber. Ohio Tire Sales in Newark has tires for cars, trucks, farm equipment, and fleets. Installed by people who know tires inside and out. Drive safer. Stop by Ohio Tire Sales under the bridge near Everett Park or visit OhioTireSales.com.
Experience something extraordinary at the Midland Theater, a historic venue in the heart of Newark. From captivating concerts to mesmerizing theatrical performances, there's something for everyone. Discover a calendar filled with diverse events featuring renowned artists and local talents. Don't miss your chance to create lasting memories in a venue that combines rich history with modern flair. Check out all the upcoming events at MidlandTheater.org. That's theater with an R-E.org.
Batteries Unlimited.
That's us, Batteries Unlimited.
You're wanted for batteries.
Everybody wants us for batteries.
Just as I suspected. Car and truck.
Got them.
Golf cart batteries.
Yep.
Marine and deep cycle batteries.
Not a problem.
Motorcycle and ATV batteries.
Batteries Unlimited. Nobody knows batteries better.
Cell phone, laptop.
Yes. Got a harder question?
Can you install the battery in my car?
No problem. Find out more at BatteriesUnlimitedOhio.com.
Batteries Unlimited.
BatteriesUnlimitedOhio.com.
More power to you.
Choosing a used vehicle is all about trust. For 63 years, Eastern Ohio has bought their cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs from Finks. They sell more pre-owned vehicles than anybody because of their large selection, low prices, and stress-free buying process. Finks has the vehicle you're looking for, or they'll find it for you. Finks Quality Used Cars. Since 1962, the tradition continues. In South Zanesville and online at FinksQualityAutos.com.
Attention savvy drivers. This is Ryan Schreiber at Madison Collins Stevens Insurance, your local leader in auto insurance. Feeling the pinch of skyrocketing auto insurance rates? Don't settle for the ordinary. Switch to Erie Insurance, where your wallet and coverage stays full. At Madison Collins Stevens, we've got your back with exclusive access to Erie's unbeatable rates. Now is the time to seize control of your savings. Visit our office in downtown Newark or visit mcsinsurance.com to save on your insurance rates with Madison Collins Stevens.
Generations of your friends and neighbors have counted on Ross Granville Market for the choicest meats and seafoods, the freshest produce, and all the basics to keep their families fueled up and going strong. But Ross Granville Market is also your home for those hard-to-find items needed for the latest recipes. They also have an excellent selection of craft beers, wines, and liquors. Get the best for your family at the best local grocery store, Ross Granville Market.
This is Newark High School Basketball on KATE 98.7.
Well, the Cats trailed by 12 Wednesday at home to Dublin Jerome in the district semi. They're facing that same obstacle here this afternoon at Ohio Dominican in the district championship, trailing Lancaster 22-10 here at halftime. It was 10-6 after one, and the Gales expanding that lead, outscoring Newark 12-4 in that second quarter for the 12-point lead. Newark led by 6 points, Callie Geller, 2 points each for Emma Quackenbush and Leah Eckenrode. Balanced scoring for the Gales. They have five players that have scored at least 4 points. Off the bench, 4 points for Izzy Palmer, 4 points for Harper Allen, 4 for Carly Arledge, 4 for Molly Stedman, and Cohen Rode is the leading scorer at 6 points. But they are in control. Cats have to rally. We've seen it, though, before. We'll see if they can do it again. 22-10 is our halftime score. And our halftime now continues with today's halftime segment from the Ohio News Network.
From the Ohio News Network, this is the Ohio Education Association Tonight in High School Hoops. Now here's your host, Eric Reeser.
Back on February 3rd, a pair of Ohio lawmakers introduced House Bill 661, which seeks in part to ban high school student-athletes from receiving compensation tied to their name, image, and likeness when it is connected to participation in interscholastic sports. The bill needs to make its way through the House before going to a vote. Back in November, Ohio High School Athletic Association member schools voted to allow name, image, and likeness for high school and middle school athletes. Stephen Wright will be my guest. He covers Southwest Ohio and Dayton area high school sports for the Dayton Daily News. We'll discuss the impact of NIL at the high school level. That's next. This is the Ohio News Network.
In Ohio, public education matters, and every day Ohio's public school educators use their united voice to call for the supports and resources our public schools need so every child can thrive. No exceptions. I'm Ohio Education Association President Jeff Wensing, and on behalf of our nearly 120,000 members, OEA is proud to sponsor tonight's game because great public schools are a winning playbook for Ohio, and Ohio is stronger when we stand together to cheer for our students' success.
Ohio has over 920,000 diabetics. If you are a diabetic, take a step in the right direction by having your feet checked routinely by a podiatric physician, the most qualified doctors to care for your feet. Adding a podiatrist to your healthcare team can help you better manage the effects of diabetes on your feet. Ohio Foot and Ankle Medical Association podiatric physicians are located throughout the state. For more information or to find a member of the Ohio Foot and Ankle Medical Association near you, visit ohiofoot.org.
This is ONN.
I'm Eric Reeser. Stephen Wright is my guest. He covers Southwest Ohio high school sports at the Dayton Daily News. Stephen, I'm interested to hear your thoughts on a current discussion at the Ohio State House, a bill that would ban NIL at the high school level. The player who brought about the lawsuit that triggered the Ohio High School Athletic Association vote was from your neck of the woods. What do you make of this three-month NIL saga, and what do you expect to be next in the debate?
It was very interesting to hear that this was the path some of the lawmakers are going down to essentially see if they can get NIL repealed by the state, even though the majority of schools did vote for it this time around, whereas 3 years ago, it was the complete opposite when this was first brought up to attention. Jameer Brown, who was a football wide receiver originally at Wayne High School, he is the person that was at the forefront of bringing in all this new push to be able to say we are going to have NIL here in the state of Ohio for high school athletes, where everybody can have almost like similar privileges to what you are seeing now at the college level. He reportedly is going to be moving schools into the Columbus area for next year in preparation for his 2027 move to the Ohio State University to play football there. I'm not really sure overall what we are going to see, though, from what this new legislation has been pushed in. We're really going to have to see how many people back it, what the actual language of this reads, and just kind of see what the overall idea is to say, don't potentially want this for high school athletes. It's going to be interesting to follow.
Stephen, in your coverage of high school athletes in the Southwest Ohio and Dayton region of the state, since I guess November, deals or discussions have you had with athletes who have agreed to or discussed NIL deals?
You know, it's really just been Jameer Brown at this point. I do believe there have been some other athletes in the state that have reported deals to the OHSAA as they need to once they enter into them. The state is not releasing those names, the last that I read, and so we are not quite sure, you know, who else out there might have them, but I have not yet encountered anybody else from the Dayton area. What I do think NIL is going to be great for is maybe not necessarily like the big money deals or something like some people might believe, you know, it's going to be going around and you see all the time at the collegiate level, but definitely some ability to promote within communities for some of these athletes, get their face out there to say, hey, like, I want to be able to represent where I'm from, what I like about where I live, some of the local businesses, or just kind of anything else that they, you know, opportunities that can come up, do stuff, you know, bringing it back for the communities as well, much like Brown did for one of his first NIL ventures, which was a Thanksgiving food giveaway for area residents. That was a really big hit. There's going to be so many multiple ways that NIL could really benefit. And I will be really interested to see how we're going to see like this play out here over the next weeks, months, however long it takes.
Hungry? Then it's time for Widener's Corner, your local stop for great food that hits the spot every time. From juicy burgers stacked just the way you love them to delicious sandwiches, pizza, wings, and breakfast served all day. And the best part? You don't even have to get out of your car. Just swing through the convenient Widener's Corner drive-thru, pick up your favorites fast, hot, and ready to go. On Route 37, just 8 miles south of I-70, Widener's Corner, good food, local roots, and just a drive through away.
Dutch's Convenience Stores, your one stop for food made fresh daily. The coldest drinks, freshly brewed coffee, and all the snacks you crave. Plus, join Crown Card Rewards and save 10 cents per gallon of gas. Then earn rewards every time you fuel up or shop at any Dutch's location. To join or learn more, visit any Dutch's location or mydutch's.com. Dutch's, your locally owned and operated hometown convenience store.
Fast breaks, big dunks. It's Newark High School basketball on Kate 98.7.
We start the third quarter at Ohio Dominican. Newark trails 22-10 in this District 5 championship. Cats get the basketball to start. Eckenrode launches a three. Nope. And the rebound underneath. Controlled by Misha Fauci. Fauci has it knocked away, and she will be fouled. Misha going to the glass, as she always does, and picks up a third foul on Molly Stedman, the point guard for Lancaster. So a big opportunity here for the Cats with Molly picking up her third. We'll see what Lancaster decides to do. Eckenrode's three, no good. Fauci inside again, has it knocked away. Ball on the floor, back over to Lancaster. Misha battling hard inside. She got banged up a little bit on that one, hurt her right leg. She's going to stay in. Cats are going to implore some full-court press. They've got to get Lancaster out of their comfort zone, which they have been in since the start. After 2-0 Newark lead, it was an 8-zip run by Lancaster, and it's been their ballgame ever since. Stedman Over it goes to Rowe. Nobody picks her up. She takes it inside, and she will be fouled. On the move to the basket. Foul is on Fauci. Her first. Sideline out of bounds. Baseline out of bounds. They're going to move it. 22-10. Lancaster by 12. Looking inside. No one there. Stedman. She'll launch a three. Short. Loose ball. Geller gets it. 22-10. Newark trails. Eckenrode looks to take it into the paint. Head fake. Shoots. No good. Shots just are not falling. A lot of them are short. Don't know if the Cats facing the pressure for the first time, but in trouble right now, 22-10. Just starting the third quarter. Here's Truex. Stedman, beautiful pass. Layup good. Arledge gets the basket. Boy, Stedman really does a good job finding the open player. I bet that's at least her fifth assist. Geller in trouble. Somehow puts it up and in. Got through a double team, and it's 24-12. Newark down by 12. Callie has eight. Stedman. Off it goes to Allen. Looking inside, nobody there, and a steal. Quackenbush has it. Emma takes it to the top of the key. Now to the left wing. Up with a scoop. Got it. Used her right hand that time. Four straight for Newark. And it's 24-14. 5:50 third quarter. Every possession crucial right now. Offensively, defensively. Stedman takes it inside. Double team. Rode has it. Got away with a rock. Now a three on the way, and it bounces around, no good. Allen gets a rebound, double-teamed. Still in trouble, and Geller knocks it out of bounds. It'll stay with Lancaster. They'll inbound it underneath their basket with a 10-point lead, 5.5 third quarter. Arledge looks to get it in. Shot no good, tipped around, and we're going to have a foul on who? It'll be on Newark as, well, they're going to have a conversation now, all three officials. So let's see what the call is. Foul is on Geller, and they will do a, again, baseline out of bounds. Lancaster will have it. Truett's looking to inbound. Still looking to inbound, and finally does to Rode way out front. Over it goes to Stedman. 24-14, Lancaster. Stedman, left wing, nice pass inside to Rode, and a knock away, and here comes Quackenbush. Emma, looking to take it all the way, puts it up, no good, and a rebound by Allen. Allen across the timeline, over to the right wing. It's Arledge, baseline, shot no good. And we are going to have a foul on Hahn, I believe. There will be no shot. It will be on Alana, her second. Already the third team foul for Newark. Just over five to play. Lancaster maintaining that double-digit lead at 24-14. In it goes to Rode. Back to Stedman. Deep three on the way. Nope. And a rebound by Newark. They've had a couple stops here. See if they can get it under 10. Geller, right wing, up top, Quackenbush. Emma thought about the three. Now she'll start her dribble. Geller, left wing, looking inside. Up top, Eckenrode, thought about the three, takes it to the right elbow and has it stolen away by Allen. She just went right in there and stole the basketball. Gales get it back with a 10-point lead. Truex, Stedman, right wing. Arledge launches a three, short. Rebound, Geller. Callie looking to push it. Takes it by one player. Now another player puts it up. It won't go. And out of bounds. They didn't call it out of bounds even though it hit the mark. Wow, that's a break for Lancaster. Here comes Rode. She'll look to take it all the way in. That's got to be an offensive foul. And it is. Fauci and Rode went hard to the floor, but Misha held her position, and that is an offensive foul, and Misha's in a lot of pain. But she wants to stay in. I think Coach Bertel says, no, you're hurt. I got to take you out. What a gritty player. She knew that was going to be a lot of contact, and she held her position. She will come out. Hand will come in. Lily Byes and Hammond in. 24-14, 4 minutes, third quarter. Starting to ramp up here. Quackenbush, little drive baseline, put it up, got it off the glass. And it's down to eight. 24-16. Stedman. Top of the key. Takes her dribble to the left side. Now wants to bring it back right. Looks inside. Layup good. Arledge with the cut. That has worked all afternoon. Geller. Right elbow. Looks to put it up. Spins around and in. Cali now in double figures with 10. 26-18. Stedman right wing. Here comes Hammond trying to get her. Looking inside. Here's a three on the way. No good. Rebound, though. Another offensive rebound shot. No good. Rogue up. Got it. Three opportunities. You can't do that. 28-18. Tempo definitely picking up. And the refs are letting them play as Geller got hacked. No call. Rogue. Stedman. They'll reset. Allen wide open three. Nope. Loose ball. Geller gets it in the corner. Here comes Eckenrode. See if Leah can get going. Before that, Newark calls a timeout. We'll take one as well. 2:42, third quarter. Lancaster by 10, 28-18 on the home of the Cats. Kate 98.7.
We know what you want in a chainsaw. You want legendary performance. You want industry-leading ergonomics. And you want precision cutting that gets the job done quickly and safely. That's why we want you to try a Husqvarna chainsaw. With air injection, low vibration handles, and powerful X-Torque engines, Husqvarna chainsaws are trusted by professionals around the world. If you want to take down a tree or clear a forest, you'll want a Husqvarna chainsaw. It's what precision cutting is all about. Visit Wright Brothers Power on Church Street or online at WrightBrothersPower.com.
Every shot matters. It's Newark High School basketball on Kate 98.7.
Brian Mays back here at Ohio Dominican for the Central 5 District Final. Newark trails arch rival Lancaster 28-18 with 2:42 to go in this third quarter. Cats trying to get a run going here. They've done a better job defensively, but have only been able to trim the halftime deficit of 12 down to 10. And Fauci comes back in. She's definitely still in some pain, but she wants to be out there. Eckenrode will inbound it after the Newark timeout into Geller in the front court. Callie drives to the right elbow, cut off, puts up a runner, and she's fouled. She'll go to the line. That's what we got to see. Callie just keep going to the paint, and getting the fouls. So Callie at the line for two. Both teams now with three team fouls. DJ Rossi picks up the foul. That's her second. Geller's foul shot. Yep. Callie with 11. And it's 28-19 Lancaster. Junior's ready for her second foul shot. Got it. And it's 28-20. Here comes the pressure defense by Newark. Stedman has it. Still in the backcourt. Geller with her. Callie dribbles into some traffic. And a steal by Eckenrode. Ahead to Geller. And it's down to six. And Lancaster's going to call a timeout. They saw this coming and they said enough. So the timeout called by Lancaster, 28-22, Newark by six. Can the Cardiac Cats do it one more time? A lot of basketball to be played here, 2:22, third quarter. And this is as close as it's been in a long, long time. Geller with 14 of her team's 22 points. And that's the key. If she gets going and gets to the paint, that should give out open opportunities for Eckenrode and Quackenbush to maybe launch a long three. Cats are not shall we say, flustered by this, because they've been in this situation time and time and time again. In several of the games the second half of the season, they have trailed. They know what they have to do, and they are one of the better teams that executes in the third and fourth quarter. And the five come together right now. Out on the court, they know they've got the momentum. It's 28-22. Lancaster's been in this position as well. Also, they had a 28-20 lead over Newark in the fourth quarter last time they played, and saw Newark come back and get the four-point win. Stedman, behind the back, across the timeline. And there is a nasty pick thrown by Palmer on Geller. She gets it back, puts the shot up no good, and is fouled. I think it was a legit screen. It was just a very hard screen. Geller was down for a second, but she's back up. Palmer at the line. Fouls on Eckenrode, her second. Palmer badly missed two foul shots in the first half and is now 0 for 3. So again, got to box out if this foul shot is missed. No second opportunities here. And we're going to have some moisture on the floor, which they will wipe up. Thank the folks here at Ohio Dominican taking care of us today. Did a great job. Easy setup. Always nice for an old man when it's an easy get ready for a game. Foul shot no good. Rebound Quackenbush. So again, opportunity here. Emma across the timeline. Takes it in. Swings it over to Hand. Up top Eckenrode. She'll take it in. Fires up the runner. It is short. And the rebound by Lancaster. Has a good opportunity to get this thing down to four. Allen up top. Palmer swings it. Arledge. Double team. Geller with a near steal. 28-22. Newark by down by six. 1:38 to go. Third quarter. Stedman over to Truex. Right wing. Truex looking inside. Arledge wide open. Blocked by Quackenbush. No chance of that happening. That is her third block. Really, it's her fourth. It was a bad call in the first half where she got a foul call, but still three rejections for the junior. 90 seconds, third quarter, 28-22. Stedman off, and a deep three is good by Arledge. Almost out of bounds is where she drained that one on the right baseline. And that is a huge three-pointer. So after a chance to close to four, it's back to nine. Eckenrode, we need the three. Can't hit it. Hand gets the rebound. 1 minute, third quarter. Quackenbush, top of the key. Emma over it goes to Geller. Left wing outside the arc. Geller to Eckenrode. Leah looking inside. Cut off. Up top, Fauci. Now Quackenbush, 42 seconds. Gets a pick. Emma takes it into the paint. Puts up the layup. Yep. Emma now has up to 8 points, 31-24. See if we can finish this third quarter, not allow another basket by the Gales. Allen, right wing. Up top, Stedman, top of the key. 18 seconds, third quarter. Stedman, right wing, looking inside. Tried to feed it away. Ball loose. Who's going to get it? Newark. Quackenbush has it. 10 seconds. Quackenbush across the timeline, down to 7 seconds. Emma takes it to the right wing. Emma up, no good, but we got a foul before. And let's see who this is on. If it's on Stedman, that is her fourth personal foul. Stedman gets her fourth foul with 4.9 remaining in the third quarter. That is huge. Newark will inbound it. In it goes Hand. Down to two, down to one. Eckenrode has to fire at the buzzer. Just off the iron, no good. But the drama has intensified. The fourth quarter is next for the district championship. Lancaster up by seven, 31-24. 8 minutes to go here at Ohio Dominican on the home of Wildcat basketball. Kate, 98.7.
Every vehicle on our lot is sold with integrity. This is Bill Bear with Platinum Motors. All of our cars are inspected by our integrity service department so you can be certain you're buying a vehicle you can rely on. Whether it's for a new driver or one for the whole family, Platinum has it. Or we can get it for you. The car market may have changed in the last few years. The one thing that hasn't is the importance of trust. We sell quality at Platinum Motors. 1352 Hebron Road, Heath, and online at PlatinumMotorsHeath.com.
Experience something extraordinary at the Midland Theater, a historic venue in the heart of Newark. From captivating concerts to mesmerizing theatrical performances, there's something for everyone. Discover a calendar filled with diverse events featuring renowned artists and local talents. Don't miss your chance to create lasting memories in a venue that combines rich history with modern flair. Check out all the upcoming events at MidlandTheater.org. That's theater with an R-E.org.
Nothing but net. It's Newark High School Basketball on K98.7.
We start the fourth quarter for the district championship. Brian Mays at Ohio Dominican. Newark trying to rally. They trail Lancaster 31-24. They were able to shave 5 points off the halftime deficit. And Molly Stedman, the point guard for Lancaster, four fouls as we enter the fourth, and she's on the bench. Gales get the ball first to start this final frame. Here is a three on the way by Arledge. It is no good. It goes over the back of the backboard. Cats basketball. Let's pause for station identification on the home of Newark basketball, K98.7.
This is high school basketball on WCLT, W254CT Newark, K98.7.
7:28 remains, fourth quarter. Newark down by 7, 31-24. Emma Quackenbush with the basketball, top of the key, launches the jumper off the back iron. Eckenrode, strong offensive rebound, up, no good, blocked by Rode. Boy, that was a big rejection. Each time the Cats have had a chance to get it down to 5 or 4, Lancaster's made a big defensive play. Allen drives baseline, foul Fauci. Second foul on Fauci, first team foul in this fourth quarter. Oh, you can feel the tension right now in this gym with these two rivals. Lancaster, it has been a long drought for a district championship, over two decades. And Arledge shot no good, rebound Geller. Cats trying to push. Callie looks to take it all the way, puts it up. Oh, it spins out, and the rebound by Lancaster. Shots just not falling. And I can't remember the last time Newark did not have a three-pointer. So far, they do not in this contest. Lancaster only one. But the Gales have a 7-point lead at 31-24. Arledge looking inside. Allen saves the loose ball. She has it on the left wing. Lancaster can be patient now with a three-possession lead. But Arledge launches a three. Not a good shot at all. Rebound, Fauci. Got to take advantage here. This is a must-score at 6 minutes to play, fourth quarter. Quackenbush drives left baseline. Haynes shoots, and it spins in and out. Oh, that was halfway down. And a foul on Newark on the rebound. Boy, that looked good. Emma thought it was good, and it just decided to spit back out. So another missed possession. Newark's going to have to press here. 31-24, 5:53. Foul on hand is her third. In it goes. So Stedman's checked back in. So unfortunately, Newark was not able to cut that lead with Molly on the bench. And she'll dribble all the way. Fires up a tough shot, no good, and Eckenrode gets the rebound. Stedman almost reached in and got her fifth. Loose ball, who's going to get it? It's Eckenrode. Boy, it's getting physical. Eckenrode takes it in, layup, got it! Down to 5, 31-26. Stedman takes it into the front court. Off it goes to Truex. Rossi up top. It's Stedman. Stedman has it knocked away by Geller. Loose ball. Stedman gets it back near half court. 5 minutes to play, fourth quarter. Stedman, top of the key. Bounce pass inside. It's Rhodes. Layup good and one. Boy, she's had a big basketball game. 10 points, couple of big block shots. But that is a big, big shot right there at 5:02. Foul on Geller, her third. Rhodes at the line looking to complete the three-point play. 33-26, Lancaster at 5:02. Foul shot. No good. Lancaster's left a lot of points at the charity stripe. Quackenbush. Right baseline. Takes it all the way in. And they say she stepped out of bounds. ...33-26, Lancaster by 7. Arledge back in. Rossi will sit. Boy, if we could just find a way to get Stedman her fifth foul, I think we'd have a shot. And might be what Coach Bertel's going to talk about as he calls a timeout at 4:53. We'll take one. 33-26, Lancaster by 7 on the home of Newark basketball, Kate 98.7.
Hungry? Then it's time for Widener's Corner, your local stop for great food that hits the spot every time. From juicy burgers stacked just the way you love them to delicious sandwiches, pizza, wings, and breakfast served all day. And the best part, you don't even have to get out of your car. Just swing through the convenient Widener's Corner drive-thru, pick up your favorites fast, hot, and ready to go. On Route 37, just 8 miles south of I-70. Widener's Corner, good food, local roots, and just a drive-thru away. Now, let's get back to the hardwood. It's Newark High School basketball on Kate 98.7.
33-26, Lancaster by 7 with 4:53 to play in this fourth quarter for the district championship. Geller with 3 fouls, Fauci with 3 fouls, Hand with 3 fouls for Newark. Stedman with 4 for the Gales. She's the only one in foul trouble, but that's a huge one. She stays out there. Cats will pressure. Trailing by 7. Rhode looks to get it in. Does to Stedman. Right back to Rhode. Still in the backcourt. Stedman now has it behind the back dribble, and she'll get it across the timeline. Looks to take it all the way in. Bounds into Fauci. That could have been her fifth. No call. Loose ball, though. Newark gets it. Quackenbush. Emma looking inside. Nothing there. Hands it off to Geller. 4.5, fourth quarter. Cats need a basket. Down by 7. Quackenbush, top of the key. Emma drives into the paint. Has it knocked away. She gets it back. Looking to post up inside. Finds Geller. Her shot no good, but a foul underneath. It'll be a two-shot foul. Think it will be on Rhode, and that will be her third, so now she does get into. Oh, no, they're going to say that's her fourth. So you've got Rhode and Stedman, each with 4 personal fouls. The two key players for the Gales. Geller's first foul shot is good. She's got 15 on the night, and it's 33-27. Callie's ready for her second foul shot. 3 dribbles. On the way. Got it. 33-28. Lancaster by 5. Allen brings it across the timeline. Over it goes to Stedman. Top of the key. Takes it to the right side. Cut off. Here's Arledge. Arledge, left elbow. Now Allen. Here's Stedman, right wing. Stedman brings it to the top. Now over to the left side. It's Allen outside the arc. Looking for a bounce pass inside. No one there. Arledge back, top of the key. She thought about the three. She must have a green light anywhere on the floor. Inside it goes. Truax knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with the Gales. 3:41. Out of bounds underneath the Lancaster basket. It's Arledge. Looking to get it in. Still looking to get it in. Callie can make the steal, and she does. It's one-on-one with Stedman. Stedman, that's her fifth foul. That is her fifth foul. Molly is out. Not a smart play. So Stedman, the point guard, she will finish with 4 points, but a multiple assists, and she fouls out. Lancaster will take their time to make the replacement. I think it'll be DJ Rossi, and it will be. So Rossi in for Stedman, finishes again with 4 points, but she was a great floor leader. And now Geller at the line for two. Looking to cut this deficit. First foul shot. Yep. It is down to four. Plenty of time left. 3:36. Oh, this team. They give you heartburn, but they keep coming back and finding a way. Second foul shot. Down to three. She's got 19. Pressure defense. And a near steal. Here comes Arledge across the timeline. Here's Rossi, a three, no good. Rebound Geller. Eckenrode is ahead of the pack. She's got it. Leah puts it up and in. It is down to one. Time out, Lancaster. And the Newark fans come to their feet with 3:20 remaining in this ballgame. I cannot tell you how big that fifth foul was on Stedman. And Rogue also with four fouls. You want to go at her as well. And the lead down to one, 33-32. It has not been this close since we were deadlocked at two. And the Cats fans coming to their feet, and the Lancaster fans very quiet. And now we got a battle of the fans, as these arch rivals should be. They've gone at it for years. And there's not a lot of love lost between these two either. It's always a battle. But credit to these girls. It's not been flowing. They've been down by 12, double figures over and over. The shot's not going in, but they just don't quit. And that's a testament to the coaching staff and to these kids. All right, Lancaster will get the ball after the timeout. I think Lancaster has one timeout left. They don't have that here on the scoreboard. I think they've got one left. Here comes the pressure. And that's, they're going to call a jump ball, and it's Newark basketball. Leah Eckenrode comes in, ties it up, and the Cats have an opportunity to take their first lead since 2-0. 3:18 to go, fourth quarter. Cats down by one. Quackenbush looking to get it in. Still looking to get it in. Loose ball. Who's going to get it? It's Arledge looking to take it up, and Geller commits the foul, and that will be Callie's fourth. So that's a concern. Lancaster's point guard is out, and now Newark's point guard is a foul away from being disqualified. At the line, Arledge. 3:13 to go, fourth quarter. First shot, no good. They miss another foul shot. Arledge is ready. She has 11 points. The only three in this game. Hits the second foul shot. 34-32. Lancaster by two. Geller brings it across the timeline to Eckenrode. She has it top of the key. Callie does now. Lancaster, little matchup zone here. Quackenbush lobs it to Geller, right wing. 2:55. Defense confusing Newark a little bit right now. They have to reset. Hand up top, Geller. Inside, Fauci. Fauci back to hand. Here's a three on the way. Bullseye! Ho, ho, ho! Her first points of the afternoon. And at 2.5 minutes to play, Newark fought by one, 35-34. Arledge Over it goes to Truett. Right wing. Up top, Rode. Rode swings it to Allen, top of the key. Allen now to Truex. 2:15, fourth quarter. Allen right baseline, looking inside Roach. He's double teamed. Back to Allen. Her jumper off the iron, no good. Rebound, Quackenbush. Emma across the timeline, and she's fouled. Third team foul on Lancaster. DJ Rossi, third as well for her. 35-34, Newark by one. 2 minutes, 4 seconds for this district championship. And it goes to Eckenrode, back to Quackenbush. Emma facing a double team in trouble. Off it goes to Geller. And we'll have a foul on Arledge. That'll be just her first. Now each team has four team fouls, so double bonus the rest of the way. 1:56 to go in this classic of a district championship. Quackenbush will inbound it here on the sideline in front of us on the media row. And it goes to Geller. Callie. Here comes another double team. Off it goes to Hand. Hand foul, she on the right baseline. In trouble. Swings it to Hand. Timeout Newark. No, they're going to say she stepped out of bounds. Coach Butcher can't believe it. That was a late call. Well, Lancaster gets it back. Again, never easy. Rode in the backcourt, in trouble. Gives it off to Allen. Allen across the timeline. 1:35, fourth quarter, Cats by one. Double team and a steal by Eckenrode. Oh, goodness gracious. Lancaster calls a timeout and they give it to him. I apologize. That was close. The referees are talking, but the call was made and the call was made. So Lancaster, I believe now they are out of timeouts. 1:31 to play. Newark by one. That was a great, great trap by Eckenrode. She took the ball, but apparently Lancaster got the timeout before that happened. That was right in front of us. Now the official on the other side by the Lancaster bench called the timeout, and he blew the whistle. So you got to go with it. You got to go with it. 91 seconds, 35-34 Newark. They trailed 22-10 at halftime. 31-24 headed into this fourth quarter. So they have outscored Lancaster 11-3 in this fourth quarter. Fans come to their feet once again. Arledge will inbound it on the right sideline. Looks to get it in. Still looking. In the backcourt, it finally goes to Allen, and she'll bring it up. She's kind of moved to the point guard with Stedman fouling out. She'll dribble to the left baseline, cut off. Up top, Rode. Rode, right wing, it goes Rossi. Truett's right baseline. Here's Allen. Allen, looking inside, takes it to the paint. Steal by Geller. Callie, it's one-on-one. She will go coast-to-coast, lays it up and in, and the foul. Oh, what a big play by the All-Ohio junior. Coast-to-coast with the steal and the layup, and Newark has their largest lead at 3 at 37-34 with a minute two left. Foul on Rossi, her fourth. Callie at the line, trying to make it a two-possession game, and she does. 38-34. Newark by four, under a minute to play. Allen out front. Right wing. Truex thought about the three. Now looks to take it into the paint. Her runner is short. Loose ball. And Callie gets it for the Cats. Callie across the timeline. And she will try to milk some clock here. Lancaster has the foul. And Newark's going to call a timeout. Listen to these Newark fans. Newark calls a full timeout. Everybody catch their breath, especially this guy. 38-34, Newark by four. And the last time these teams played, it was a 16-4 fourth quarter for the Cats to erase an eight-point deficit. In this fourth quarter here, the Cats have outscored Lancaster 14-3 after trailing by seven. So there's still plenty of time on this one, 36 seconds to be exact. But the Cats, what else can you do but call them the Cardiac Cats? 38-34. It did not look good, but you just can't count them out. Trying for a district championship, moving on to the regional. They're 36 seconds away from doing it. Quackenbush, Han, Eckenrode, Geller, and Fauci on the floor for Newark. I'm sure Lancaster will try for a quick steal and then have to foul. Quackenbush will inbound it, and she'll go in the backcourt to Geller. That'll waste some more time as well. They try a double team. Callie breaks out of it, still with the basketball, now to Eckenrode. Leah over goes to Han. Han is fouled with 26 seconds. They used a good amount of clock there. Number 30 at the line. Her three-pointer gave Newark their first lead since 2-0. Lot of guts hitting that three. Her first foul shot around no good. She gets encouragement from her teammates. 26.2. Not over yet. She's ready. Second foul shot. Bounces around, no good. Quackenbush, offensive rebound. Now to Geller, and she is fouled. Oh, Emma Quackenbush with a huge offensive rebound, and it'll send Geller to the line with 21.6. Lancaster side is completely stunned of what has transpired here. Foul shot. And now Newark has missed three in a row. Callie takes a deep breath. Need to hit this back end right here. She's ready. Does her three dribbles. Lines it up. Got it. 39-34. Cats putting some pressure on. Just to make Lancaster use some more time. Road across the timeline. Off it goes Arledge a three. No good. Rebound, though, Truex. Off it goes. Allen launches a three. No good. Rebound, Hand. And she is fouled with 4.8 seconds left. And the Newark fans and team can celebrate with under 5 seconds to play. They are going to rally and pull this one off. Elena Han at the line. She just missed her last two. Let's see if she can get at least one here. Lines it up. Yep. 40-34. Gutty, gutty effort. And a couple substitutions come in for Lancaster. They are an arch rival. It's a tough loss for them. I'll give them credit. They played a whale of a basketball game. Heck of a game. And second shot is no good. Here comes Lancaster. Long three, no good. And the Central 5 district champions are your Newark Wildcats. They win it 40-34. Huge celebration at half court. Big hugs between Coach Bertel and his buddy Coach Dave Butcher, and a tremendous, tremendous rally for these Lady Wildcats. They trailed almost the entire game, But the fourth quarter, that's their quarter. And they found a way, and they got it done. And they are victorious by a final of 40-34 in a great, great basketball game for the district championship. We'll take a break and come back after this timeout on the home of Newark Wildcat Basketball, Kate 98.7.
Your team needs you, full of energy and ready to cheer them to victory. Bummies on Main is your game fuel headquarters. I'm Kristen, and Bummies on Main is proud to be Licking County's favorite local spot. Home to handcrafted burgers, fresh-cut fries, cold drinks, pizza, salads, and subs. You can eat in or carry out. You'll always be treated like a regular at Bummies. Follow us on Facebook for daily specials. Bummies on Main, 400 West Main Street, Newark, next to Whitefield.
Come see us for the 2026 Start the Year Off-Road Sales Event. This is Jeff from the Toy Store in Thornville. We have savings of up to $4,000 on select Polaris side-by-sides, $2,000 savings on select Polaris Sportsman models, and two-year warranty on all full-size Ranger models. Financing specials as low as 0% for qualified buyers. Family-owned and operated for over 20 years. Now's the time to ride, so come visit us at the Toy Store or PolarisTheToyStore.com.
Experience something extraordinary at the Midland Theater, a historic venue in the heart of Newark. From captivating concerts to mesmerizing theatrical performances, there's something for everyone. Discover a calendar filled with diverse events featuring renowned artists and local talents. Don't miss your chance to create lasting memories in a venue that combines rich history with modern flair. Check out all the upcoming events at MidlandTheater.org. That's theater with an RE.org.
Whatever temperatures the weather may bring, Fenway Elite is ready to help. A factory-authorized Bryant dealer committed to achieving a high level of training and skills and backed by outstanding products from one of the industry's most trusted names, Bryant. So whether you're looking for a quick fix or a new system, Fenway Elite will do whatever it takes for your family's comfort. Schedule today by calling our friendly staff at 754-HEAT and ask about our many financing options available. And let Fenway Elite and Bryant do whatever it takes.
It's official. Great beer and great people gather together at Trek Brewing. You're invited to join in to enjoy the full menu with incredible mouth-watering specials. Let's not forget the fresh and delicious craft brews and handcrafted cocktails. Trek supports local organizations Thursdays, and be sure to hit the links on the state-of-the-art golf simulators no matter the weather. Trek Brewing, TrekBeer.com.
We know what you want in a chainsaw. You want legendary performance. You want industry-leading ergonomics. And you want precision cutting that gets the job done quickly and safely. That's why we want you to try a Husqvarna chainsaw. With air injection, low vibration handles, and powerful X-Torque engines, Husqvarna chainsaws are trusted by professionals around the world. If you want to take down a tree or clear a forest, you'll want a Husqvarna chainsaw. It's what precision cutting is all about. Visit Wright Brothers Power on Church Street or online at WrightBrothersPower.com.
This is Newark High School Basketball on Kate 98.7.
Brian Mays back at Alumni Hall at Ohio Dominican, celebrating the Newark Lady Wildcats, another district championship, their first since 2021. And what a thriller to get it. Knocking off arch rival Lancaster for the third time this basketball season. And this one might have been the hardest, but the most satisfying, by a final of 40-34. Newark led this ball game at the outset 2-0, and then Lancaster dominated the rest of the way. They scored 8 straight points to take an 8-2 lead and led it 10-6 after the first quarter. The second quarter, I think we can just say it was ugly for Newark. Nothing could get going, and they only scored 4 points in the second quarter and trailed at halftime 22-10. Third quarter was a little bit more up-tempo, a little bit more physical. Newark was able to claw their way back and got it under double digits at 31-24. But a huge play in that third quarter with 1.6 seconds to go in it. Molly Stedman, the outstanding point guard for Lancaster, picked up her fourth personal foul. And that kind of changed the way the fourth quarter would go. And that's where Newark would rally. Stedman would end up fouling out a little bit later, but the Cats rallied, and then Alana Hain takes a three-pointer, gives Newark the one-point lead at 35-34. They hit a couple of foul shots. Also, a breakaway three-point play by Callie Geller sealed the deal, and Newark wins it 40-34 to move to 17-7 on the season. Looking at the box score first for Lancaster, they were led. Carly Arledge had 12 points. Cohen Rode had 10 points, four each for Izzy Palmer, Harper Allen, and Molly Stedman. For Newark, Callie Geller, said she needed to step up, and boy, did she step up, scoring 22 of her team's 40 points, leading the way. 8 points for Emma Quackenbush. Leah Eckenrode had six as well. 4 points for Elena Hain, who, again, did a great job hitting that huge three-pointer. She hadn't taken a shot all game, and that's the one she hits near the end to give Newark the victory. As we talked about, Lancaster has led in both the last two contests deep by 8 points and 7 points. But here's what's happened in the fourth quarter in both of those games. Newark has outscored the Golden Gaels 32-7 in the fourth quarter, and that's been the difference, and that's why Lancaster's season comes to an end at 13-11, and Newark will now move on to the regional with a record of 17-7. So up next will be the regional tournament at the Taft Coliseum. Newark will take on the winner of this afternoon's game, which is tipping off in about a half hour, from the Southwest District, that being Kettering Fairmont, who comes into today's game against Mason with a record of 23-0. So we expect that it would be Fairmont against Newark in the regional semifinal, but you never know. You never know what happens. But that game will be played March 3rd at the Fairgrounds, Taft Coliseum. We'll have it for you, 5:45, pregame at 6. And I'm going to say tentatively we'll have that for you, because also the boys are scheduled to play March 3rd as well to start their district action, hosting Delaware Hayes. Last year, the same thing happened, and they did move the boys' game to Wednesday. We're thinking that could happen so that fans will be able to attend both those games. Right now, we just don't know. I'm hoping to speak to AD and Coach Quackenbush after this game to see if he's got any insight on what might happen. But odds are they will not move the girls' game, since it is a regional semifinal. They would move the boys' game to potentially Monday, but probably more Wednesday if they move it. So still the situation will turn and go back and forth, and we'll just have to wait and see. But one thing we know for sure is that the Newark Lady Wildcats, who were so disappointed losing in the district final last year to Olentangy Liberty, a game where they battled and just couldn't find a shot at the end, they wanted this one big time, as had head coach Jack Pertell gets the congratulations from Coach Quackenbush to get the trophy and gets the victory. And they will now be getting the district trophy as well. And they are now getting the trophy from the OHSAA group. And Coach Pertell might be joining us here shortly. We'll wait for the trophy presentation. There's the basketball. And they celebrate the district championship, as they should. That is a huge, because this season, 17-7, it's not been as easy as that record might indicate. Coach was dealing with surgery before the season started. He missed a lot of practices in the first couple of games, and it has been kind of everyone getting back on the same page. This is just his second year, as now the group will celebrate with a picture, and they'll be ready to cut the net down as well. As congrats to the Lancaster Golden Gaels girls team, as now they walk off the court. They had a tremendous season and a great comeback, and they played their best basketball at the end of the season. And it's a tough one, but they fall 13-11 on the season. But still a good run for the Gales. Just unable to knock off their arch rival, that being the Newark Wildcats. So the picture is done. Coach, let's see if he can grab, see if I can grab him real quick. Bear with me 1 second. May not be able to as they're starting to cut the net down. And each player will be able to get a string on that. Just great to see these girls who worked so hard and have put in so much time and effort, and just the way they battle and do what they have to do. Just, we said it time and time again, no quit. No quitting. What do you think, man? It's a fun time, that's for sure. That's for sure. So, all right, we're going to go ahead and wrap it up. As now the boys team comes over, this is hopefully a premise to what you guys want to do. Yeah, all right, that's a good deal. All right, we're going to wrap it up. Thanks to Alyssa back at the station. Again, congratulations to the Lady Cats, district champs, as they knock off Lancaster 40-34. We'll talk to you next week on the home of Wildcat basketball, Kate 98.7.
This has been Newark High School Basketball on Kate 98.7.
Lines it up and in.
Tonight's game was brought to you by Wright Brothers Power, Widener's Corner, the Midland Theater, Dutch's Convenience Stores, Bummies on Main, Platinum Motors, Duncan's Diamonds, and the Toy Store.
Bullseye!
Newark Wildcat Basketball on Kate 98.7.